Hi and welcome to Head Trash. Thank you for downloading one of our Head Trash clearance sessions from our audio series. These sessions are ideal for you to listen to in your own time for whenever you need a little bit of extra support in your life. This session is for clearing any head trash that you may have around feeling anxious or having anxiety. Now, as with all our sessions, we really want to make sure that you've read our Clear Your Head Trash guide that's available from our homepage at www.headtrash.co.uk. And the reason for this is that we want to make sure that you really understand the kind of session you're about to have. This audio session uses reflective repatterning, an energy psychology technique that you may not be familiar with. So to make sure that you get the very best from this session, it helps for you to understand what's going on. During the session, you will also be asked to put your hands into a certain position known as the TAT position. Our guide contains a diagram of the TAT position to help you to make sure that you're doing it correctly. All of our sessions can be listened to as many times as you like, but please make sure that you don't listen to them while driving anything. Now, what would be much better is if you're in a private space with no interruptions. In fact, most people like to lie down when they listen to our sessions. But before we start, I need to warn you about something. This session is about anxiety and feeling anxious, which means that we'll be clearing feelings of anxiety. And as part of that clearing process, it may mean that at times during the session, you may well feel anxious. But don't worry, that's just the anxiety coming out. It'll soon pass, and by the end of the session, you'll feel lovely and calm. Just don't let this bit worry you and go with the flow. So, are you ready to start? Get yourself nice and comfy, we are about to begin.
Remember the times when you have been most anxious in your life. Remember the things that give you the most anxiety. Maybe the events or the jobs you need to do, or people you know. Tuning in with your eyes closed, think back to the time in your life when you have been most anxious and what it felt like. Remember where you experience your anxiety. Some people have tight breathing or hyperventilating breathing very quick. Maybe a tightness in your chest or butterflies in your stomach. Remember the feelings and the experiences of you being at your most anxious. Tune into the thoughts of what makes you most anxious in the present time. Work or people or events, going to places, whatever it is, think about what makes you most anxious now. And what events in the future you may consider that would trigger your anxiety. Who might trigger your anxiety? What might trigger your anxiety in the future? Become aware right now of any thoughts and feelings and sensations throughout your whole mind and body as you think of all that has made you anxious in the past, the present, and what might do in the future. And as you become aware of these thoughts and these memories, inside your head, in your mind, do you imagine, as you're thinking about anxiety, that it's either dark or light? Maybe somewhere in between. If you're not sure, you can guess. Maybe your thoughts inside your head are moving very quickly or slowly. The thoughts can be internal dialogue that we talk with inside our minds, sounding like our voice or mimicking voices of other people that we know. Maybe there's many of them. Or maybe it's more images that you're seeing in your mind, memories flashing by, circling around or all jumbled up or darting around in different directions. Or maybe it's an orderly clockwise or anti-clockwise direction. Maybe your thoughts are just still. In your mind, does it feel heavy with these thoughts? Does it feel light or somewhere in between? And as you take note whether your thoughts are dark or light, heavy or light, quick or slow, become aware of anything else that's in your mind. Any permanent pictures or sounds or voices or feelings as you tune into the anxiety. Become aware also of your body. How is your breathing? Your neck, your arms, your shoulders, your chest. Your tummy. Do you have any butterflies or tightness? Maybe your breathing is shallow or quick or heavy. Becoming aware of this head trash in your mind and those sensations in your body. Follow these words, holding the tap position with thumb and ring finger either side of the nose, the middle finger 2 centimeters above where the eyebrows would join in the middle on your forehead, and 1 hand across the back of your head. I love, I adore, I enjoy anxiety and feeling anxious. I love, I adore, I enjoy anxiety and feeling anxious. I love, I adore, I enjoy anxiety and feeling anxious. Anxiety is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a marvelous thing. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a wonderful thing. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a marvelous thing. I hate and despise feeling anxious. I hate it, I despise it. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise feeling anxious. I loathe it, I detest it, I hate it and despise it. Feeling anxious and having anxiety is a horrible, terrible thing. Feeling anxious and having anxiety is a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it, I detest it. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it, I detest it. I hate and despise anxiety and feeling anxious. I hate and despise anxiety and feeling anxious. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. Anxiety and feeling anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. Anxiety and feeling anxious. I hate it. Anxiety and feeling anxious, I loathe it. Anxiety and feeling anxious, I detest it. Anxiety and feeling anxious, I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it. I loathe and detest, I hate and despise anxiety and feeling anxious. Now take a nice, long, deep breath into any area of your mind or body that may have an emotion or a sensation, or where you just wish to choose to regain that space. And as you exhale, make your exhale just over twice as long as your inhale. As you slowly exhale, the excess of your anxious state, you can again breathe in to that space, new energy and new confidence. Now imagine in your mind a group of other people. You may know them or not know them, maybe a combination of both. I want you to imagine that these people are highly anxious, full of anxiety. You can see it in their eyes, in their faces, in their hands. You can hear it in their voices. As you tune in to these anxious people in your mind, follow these words. I love, I adore, I enjoy other people being anxious. I love other people being anxious. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy seeing other people anxious. I love, I adore, I enjoy hearing anxiety in their voices. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I know that this anxiety is a signal that they need healing. So I love their anxiety. I adore their anxiety. I enjoy their anxiety. I thrive on their anxiety. I love, I adore, I enjoy their anxiety. Their anxiety is a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love other people experiencing anxiety and being anxious. Oh, I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. It's a marvelous, fabulous thing. I love, I adore, I enjoy other people being anxious. It's a wonderful thing. I hate it. I despise it. I loathe it. I detest it. I hate and despise other people being anxious. I hate seeing other people being anxious. I detest hearing anxiety in their voices. I loathe it. I detest it. I hate it. It's a horrible, terrible thing. Other people being anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people being anxious, it's a terrible, horrible thing. Other people being anxious and experiencing extreme anxiety is a nasty, horrible thing. I loathe it. I detest it. I really, really hate it. Other people experiencing anxiety, it's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it. I despise it. I loathe it. I detest it. Other people experiencing anxiety is a horrible, terrible thing. I love it. I adore it, really. I really, really enjoy it. When I see other people anxious, I hear anxiety in their voices. I see how anxious they can get. I love it. I adore it. It's my favorite pastime. I love, I adore, enjoy watching and hearing other people with anxiety. Oh yeah, I know they need healing. These are really, really strong signals. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. Other people being anxious is a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love it. I adore it. I really thoroughly enjoy it. It makes me giggle. I love it. I love it. I love other people being anxious. It's a wonderful, fabulous, marvelous thing. I thoroughly enjoy other people's anxiety. I enjoy them being very, very anxious. It's my pastime. It's my hobby. I watch them. I love them. I adore it. I enjoy it. Other people's anxiety. It's a wonderful, wonderful signal. I hate it. I despise it. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I wish it on nobody at all. When I hear the anxiety in their voices, when I see how anxious they are, I feel for them. It's horrible. It's terrible. I hate it. I detest it. I loathe it. I run away from it. Other people's anxiety is a horrible, terrible thing. Other people's anxiety is a horrible, terrible thing. I like it. I like other people being anxious. I really like other people being anxious. I don't like other people being anxious. I really don't like other people being anxious. What's the point? I love it. I adore it. I'm really, really telling the truth. I love, I adore, and enjoy other people being anxious. Now take in a nice, slow, deep breath into any areas of emotion or sensation in your body, or wherever you wish to regain that space. And as you exhale, making your exhale just over twice as long as your inhale, breathing out all of the excess of the head trash, and then slowly breathing in new confidence, new energy. And again, imagine a group of other people. A group of other people that you are on purpose doing your best to make as anxious as possible. Conjure up in your mind ways that you could make other people anxious. I love, I adore, and enjoy giving other people anxiety. I love, I adore, and enjoy making other people anxious on purpose for the fun of it. I love, I adore, and enjoy making other people anxious on purpose. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. I do it for a laugh. I love, I adore, and enjoy making other people anxious on purpose for the fun of it. I love it. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I love, I adore, and enjoy making people very, very anxious. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. Oh, yeah, it makes me giggle. It's my pastime. It's my hobby. I enjoy making other people anxious just for the fun of it. Oh, it's a wonderful, fabulous thing. I bring out the signals that they need healing. I can see that they need healing. It makes me giggle. I love, I adore, I enjoy making other people anxious on purpose, for the fun of it, for the hell of it, just because I do. I hate and despise making other people anxious. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate and despise making other people anxious. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it. I despise it. I loathe it. I detest it. I can't stand it. I run away from it. I hate and despise making other people anxious. It's a horrible, terrible thing. I hate it when I make people anxious. I loathe it. I really can't stand it. Making other people anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. Making other people anxious is a horrible, terrible thing. I love, adore, and enjoy making other people anxious. I love it. I like it. I do it. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's my pastime. It's my hobby. It's what I do. I love, adore, and enjoy making other people anxious on purpose. Again, take a nice, long, deep breath As you inhale, regain any spaces that would make you feel good in your mind or body. Regain any spaces where sensations or emotions have been, or where you choose to breathe into. As you slowly exhale, making your exhale, if you can, just over twice as long as your inhale. Exhaling out all the old head trash and breathing in, inhaling in new confidences and strengths and energies, regaining those spaces inside. I want you to imagine a group of other people. Other people and events that may make you anxious. I love, I adore, and enjoy other people and events making me anxious. I love it. I adore it. I enjoy it. I remember all at times events and people making me anxious. I love, adore, and enjoy other people and events giving me anxiety and making me anxious. I love, adore, and enjoy other people giving me anxiety and making me anxious. I love, I adore, and enjoy other people and events giving me anxiety and making me anxious. I hate and despise other people making me anxious. I hate and despise other people and events making me anxious. I hate it, I despise it when other people or events give me anxiety. I hate and despise other people and events giving me anxiety on purpose. I hate it, I despise it, it is a horrible, terrible thing. I loathe it, I detest it, I dislike it. I hate it when other people try and give me anxiety. They try and make me anxious. It's a horrible, terrible thing. It's a mean thing, it's a nasty thing. I dislike it. I detest it, I loathe it. I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it, I detest it. It's a horrible, terrible thing. Other people and events trying to make me anxious. I hate it, I despise it, I loathe it, I move away from it. I can't stand it. I hate and despise other people and events trying to make me anxious. I love, I adore and enjoy other people and events giving me anxiety. I love, I adore and enjoy other people and events giving me anxiety. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. I thoroughly, thoroughly look forward to it. Bring it on, bring it on. Try and make me anxious. I love it, I adore it. They're trying to give me signals. I love it, I adore it, I enjoy it. I ask them to bring it on. Oh yeah, I look forward to it. I look forward to people and events trying to give me anxiety, trying to give me anxiety. Yeah, trying to give me anxiety. Other people and events trying to give me anxiety. It's a wonderful, fabulous thing. Other people and events trying to give me anxiety is a wonderful, fabulous thing. Take in a nice deep breath into any area of emotional sensation in your mind or body, or anywhere you choose to regain for yourself, breathing in energy and confidence, and slowly making your exhale twice as long as your inhale, exhaling out any excess head trash. And again, inhaling and breathing in energy and confidence. And now follow these words in your mind. Anxious anxiety anxiously makes me anxious. 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 And again, take a nice long deep breath, breathing in and regaining any spaces you choose, and making your exhale twice as long as your inhale, as you exhale out all of the head trash. You can breathe in new energy and confidence.
And now release the tat position, relaxing your arms by your side. And if you like, you can open your eyes. And now consider your thoughts around your anxiety and how they may have changed, and whether you have any new thoughts. And those thoughts, when you think about what's going on in your mind, are those thoughts moving or still? And if they're moving, are they moving fast or slow? And is it dark or light in your mind now? Do you have any new textures and colours that weren't there before? And does it feel heavy or light in your mind? And notice your body. Do you have any new physical feelings or sensations? Or maybe ones that you had before and no longer there? Take a moment to be aware of any changes that you've experienced and any new thoughts that you may be experiencing right now. And when you've done that, prepare as we continue to clear any more head trash that you may have around your anxiety. So please resume the tat position and we shall continue.
Tune in to your beliefs that you may have had about being anxious and having anxiety. I believe that I am anxious. I am anxious and I have anxiety. I am anxious and I have anxiety. I am anxious and I have anxiety. I am not anxious. I don't have any anxiety. I am not anxious and I don't have any anxiety. I'm not anxious at all. I don't have any anxiety. I'm not anxious at all, and I don't have any anxiety. I really am not anxious. I really have no anxiety at all. I totally believe that I am an anxious person. I totally believe that I have anxiety. I totally believe that I am an anxious person. I totally believe that I have anxiety. I totally disbelieve that I am an anxious person. I totally disbelieve I have anxiety. I totally disbelieve that I am an anxious person. And I totally disbelieve I have anxiety. I am 100% completely sure that I am an anxious person. I am 100% completely sure that I have anxiety. I am 100% completely, utterly, and totally, and thoroughly sure that I am an anxious person and I have anxiety. I am 100% completely sure that I have anxiety and I am an anxious person. I am 100% totally, utterly, completely and thoroughly believing I have anxiety and I'm an anxious person. I 100% totally, utterly and completely, thoroughly throughout believe I have anxiety and that I am an anxious person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely believe I have anxiety and I am an anxious person. I 100% totally, utterly and completely disbelieve I have anxiety. I disbelieve I am an anxious person. I 100% totally, utterly, completely and thoroughly disbelieve I have anxiety and I am an anxious person. I 100% totally disbelieve I have anxiety and that I am an anxious person. I 100% totally and utterly and completely disbelieve I have anxiety and I am an anxious person. I 100% totally, utterly and completely disbelieve I have anxiety and I am an anxious person. Again, focus your mind on any beliefs you have about having anxiety and being anxious at any times and moments in your life. Believable beliefs are believably believing. Believable beliefs are believably believing. Believed 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 believable beliefs are believably believing. Disbelieve disbelievable disbeliefs are disbelievably disbelieving. 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 Believed believable beliefs 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 are disbelievably disbelieving. Disbelieve disbelievable disbeliefs are believably believing. 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 Anxiety makes me calm. The more anxious I get, the more calm and relaxed I feel. The more anxious I get, the more calm and relaxed I feel. The more anxious I get, the more calming and relaxed I feel. The more anxious I am, the more calm and relaxed I feel. Calming calmingness is anxiously anxious. Calming calmingness is anxiously anxious. Anxious anxiety is calmingly calm. Anxious anxiety is calmingly calm. Relaxed anxious anxiety is calmingly calm. Relaxed anxious anxiety is calmingly calm. Anxious anxiety is relaxingly calm. Anxious anxiety is relaxingly calm. Anxious anxiety is relaxingly calm. Possible possibilities are possibly possible. Possible possibilities are possibly possible. Impossible impossibilities are impossibly impossible. Impossible impossibilities are impossibly impossible. Possible impossibilities are possibly maybe. Impossible possibilities are possibly maybe. Impossible possibilities are impossible maybe. Impossible impossibilities are impossible maybe. Impossible impossibilities are impossible. Maybe. Possible possibilities are impossibly impossible. Maybe. Possible possibilities are impossibly impossible. Maybe. Possible impossibilities are impossibly possible. Maybe. Take a nice deep breath into any area that you choose in your mind and or body to regain that space. Slowly, then exhale twice as long as your inhale. Any residue of old head trash, and inhale in new energy, new confidence, regaining those spaces in your mind and or body. Now focus on the thoughts that you are an anxious person, that you have anxiety. And focus on the thought that you are the most anxious person where you are right now. That there's nobody more anxious than you where you are right now. That you have anxiety more than anybody immediately around you. You are the most anxious person right there, right now. And take in this thought that you are the most anxious person in your home. You have more anxiety than anybody else in your home. Your anxiety is so great that all of your immediate friends or family that may be around you are feeling and experiencing your anxiety right now. You are the most anxious person in your home. You are more anxious than your neighbors. You are more anxious than anybody in your entire street. You are the most anxious person in your entire street. Nobody in your entire street has ever even had 1% of the anxiety that you have had. Not 1%. You are the most anxious person in your hometown. Passers-by tremble with the resonance of your very anxiety. Passers-by avoid your hometown, your street. They do what they can to avoid the anxiety that you are resonating out to everybody. Local historians have found that you are the most anxious person in all time in your hometown. They have checked all records, all medical records, all church records, all historic documents, and even Anxious Annie herself was not anywhere nearly as anxious as you. You are the most anxious person in your hometown. In fact, you are the most anxious person in your home county. There are warning signs around the whole of your county, warning about you and the resonance that you give. There are warning signs that anybody who crosses the line may suffer with anxiety and extreme anxiousness. Yes, you are the most anxious person in your home county. In fact, county officials have checked nationwide, local historians, countrywide historians, scientists, researchers, have all clubbed together and they have found that you are the most anxious person of all time in your own country. Even more anxious than anxious Anita herself. Oh yes, you are the most anxious person in your own country. Surrounding and neighbouring countries, some from across lands and others from across seas, have all been worried about the anxiety coming from your country. They're warning passengers on planes and ferries. They're warning them to stay away. There is a 100-mile exclusion zone all around you. At the very thought or mention of your name, people are trembling, people are shaking, people are stuttering. All the world leaders are trying to shut out the resonance of your name. They're taking calming herbal remedies and homeopathic remedies. People are going in their droves to relaxation classes and breathing classes and yogic classes to try and get a resemblance of a part normal life. All the major news channels are mentioning your name. Charities are handing out T-shirts, giving warnings about your anxiety and what to do. 10 basic calming steps are written on the backs of the T-shirts. Oh yes, you are the most anxious person in the whole world. The President of the United States, the Queen of England, are all taking emergency calming measures. They're doing breathing classes. They're doing yoga classes. They're sending out messages to their peoples, telling them to stay in, to avoid all reference of your anxiety. It's created such a stir. Earthquakes are happening around the world for your anxiety. It's spreading out. The land is cracking. The seas are swelling. The aliens are coming to see what is distracting planet Earth. You are so anxious. The UFOs land. They crack, they shatter. The aliens fall out. They are trembling. They are shaking. The world is so anxious. The universe is so anxious. Black holes are swallowing everything up. The stars and planets are shaking. You are the very source of all anxiety in all time, all history, all places, and all dimensions. And now, consider this thought. Consider this thought that you are the most calm, relaxed, and peaceful person. Think of the times when you may have had a bit of peace, like a hot bath or a warm shower, a stroll in the park. Yeah. And you have experienced being calm and relaxed. And as you tune into those memories, you can resonate relaxation throughout your mind and body. Tune into this thought that maybe, just maybe, you are the calmest and most relaxed person where you are right now. There's nobody to the left or to the right of you, in front of you or behind you or anywhere near you that is as relaxed and as calm as you are right now. Yeah, you are the most relaxed and calm and peaceful being in your home. You are the most relaxed and calm and peaceful being in your home. You are the most relaxed and calm and peaceful being in your very home. You are the most relaxed and calm being in your street. You are more relaxed and calm than your neighbours and your friends and any family. Oh yes, you are the calmest, relaxedest being in your whole street. You are so relaxed and calm that your vibration and your resonance flows up and down your street as a calming influence to all. All those people that used to rush off to work are just slowly plodding along with the vibration of your calmness, of your relaxedness, of your laid-back approach. It's as if everybody's having that warm bath or shower or the stroll in the park at the very mention of your name. Oh yes, you are the most calming influence in your whole neighbourhood. You are the most calming influence in your own town. Never has there been such a good calming influence as you. All the school children settle down and do their work and behave in your local area. Everybody is strolling and relaxed and happy and friendly, picking up your vibration. Neighbouring towns and villages are questioning what's going on in your hometown. What are these changes? Why is everybody so calm and relaxed now? Oh yes, you are the very source in your neighbourhood of all calmness, of all relaxation, of all peace and calm. You are the most laid-back person in your own town. You are, in fact, the most laid-back and relaxed and peaceful and calming person in your own county. County officials from other counties are crossing the line on fact-finding missions, racing to get there. But as they cross the line, they pick up your very resonance and go, ooh. They feel your calmness. They feel your relaxed, peaceful, laid back, warm feelings. Oh, the county officials. They're so relaxed. They're so relaxed they never go back. Oh, yes, you are such a calming, relaxed influence. Reporters are coming from further afield, right across your country. They're phoning in, they're sending cameras, but no information's coming back. Every journalist, every researcher sent to find out you, the very source of all calmness, just goes, ooh, and relaxes. Ah, and feels calm. And feels joy at the very mention of your name. You are the most calming, relaxed, and joyful influence in your whole country. Your government officials are a little concerned. They're so relaxed and at ease and calm that they're not negotiating and talking to other government officials from other countries. Your country is the sleepiest, most relaxed, most ha-ha-ha country of all. They're picking up your very, very essence of calmness and relaxed, peaceful vibrations. People are flying in from different countries, and even the planes they fly in land with a oh yes, your country has the most relaxed airport and runway of any in the world. You are the most relaxed and calmest person in the entire world. If you had the energy and the motivation now to travel the whole world would just fall at your feet with a You are the most relaxed and calmest person that would ever walk this planet. The universe and the stars are going The aliens are coming down, landing on Earth with a What's going on? They find that you are the very, very source of all calmness, of all peace, in all time, in all history, in all places, in all dimensions. You are the calmest. You are the most relaxed. You are the most at peace. You are the most laid-back being of all time.
And now release the tap position, relaxing your arms by the side of your body, and take in a deep breath, ensuring that your exhale is twice as long as your inhale. And now consider how you feel now that anxiety is in your past. And consider what you'd like to replace that anxiety. What is the positive alternative that you'd like to have in your life? It may be peace, calm, joy, happiness, a stillness. Think about what the opposite of anxiety is for you and what you'd like to experience. And imagine for a moment what that might be for you. You might have images, sounds, words, feelings, physical feelings. So take a moment to gather these thoughts and bring them alive. If you see images, add colour, make it big, bring it up close. If there are sounds, turn it up, right up. And those feelings, really breathe them in and really feel them. When you've turned all those feelings up to the max, bring your hands into the tap position. Now focus on these thoughts. Imagine that you can be this person. I can. I can be this person. I can. Yes, I can be this person. I will. I will be this person. I will experience this in my life. I will. I am this person. I am experiencing this now. Yes, I am. And continue to focus on this new being that you are going to be. And stay with these thoughts for as long as you feel comfortable, until you really believe that you are and you're feeling it. And when you're ready, only when you're ready, you release the tap position and take in a deep breath and relax. You have now come to the end of the session. How was it for you? What did you notice during that session? Some people notice tingling sensations, big yawns or sighs, bubbling up of emotions, or maybe feeling cold and tired. All these are signs that you have cleared some energy. If you're feeling tired, make sure you take some time to relax and don't forget to drink some water. You may notice some shifts almost immediately, while others it may take a few days to notice anything. But be sure to keep your mind open for any changes in your thoughts and your behaviours. Also, look out for how others behave around you, as there may be changes there too. By the way, like I said at the beginning, this session can be listened to again and again. Just like your trash at home, you might clear it one day, but it soon fills up again. If you'd like to find out more about clearing your head trash and the technique used in this session, then please drop by our website, headtrash.co.uk. Bye for now.